Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are learning parak Ches Mishnah Beis and parak Ches Mishnah Gimel. Just as the rabbis decreed that all saliva, or we're not sure where it came from, is assumed to be Tameh, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, they similarly decree that all kalim, all utensils that are found, are assumed to be Tameh as well. Here too, the rabbis generally did not make this decree when it came to utensils that were found in Yerushalayim. But our mission here is going to discuss unique cases where kalim found in Yerushalayim are in fact considered to be tameh. It says the Mishnah kol hakalim hanimtzon b'Yerushalayim, all utensils that are found in Yerushalayim, derech yirida lebeis hatfila, on the path leading down toward the mikvah, in which tameh objects would be put in there in order to be purified, tamein, we assume that they are tameh, for we assume that they were dropped while being brought to the mikvah to be immersed, and they therefore never became tahor. However, says the Mishnah, derech aliyah, but if they were found on the path leading up from the mikvah, then tahor, and then we assume that they are tahor. We assume that they were dropped after they were immersed and were being brought back from the mikvah. Therefore, says the Mishnah, shelo b'derech yiridasa n'aliyasa, that this is so because the path used to take utensils down to the mikvah is not the same path used to take them up from the mikvah after they were immersed. Rather, there are two paths, one for bringing the utensils to the mikvah, and one for bringing the utensils back from the mikvah. If the kalim were found anywhere else in Yerushalayim, we assume that they're tahor, because the rabbis did not apply their decree of presuming utensils to be tameh in Yerushalayim, unless there is a reyes, unless there's a real reason that the utensil had been tameh. And divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words and the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, now kulan tahorin, all utensils found in Yerushalayim are assumed to be tahor, even those found along the path leading down to the mikvah, chutz min hasal v'hamagrefa v'hameritza hamiyuchade likvaros, except for a basket, a rake, and a spade that are designated for digging graves and other similar types of activities. The basket is used for transporting the bones, the shovel for collecting the bones spread out over a large area, and the spade, the shovel, was used for digging graves. These utensils are assumed to have come into contact with dead bodies, and therefore we assume that they are tameh. Now, as the Tosfos Yontif points out, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi agree that the general decree of presuming all utensils found in Yerushalayim to be tameh does not apply in Yerushalayim, and that in cases where there is special reason to assume that they are tameh, they are presumed tameh even in Yerushalayim. They disagree only about whether finding utensils on the path leading down toward the mikvah is enough evidence to indicate that they are tameh or not. Continuing now with Parak Ches Mishnah Gimel. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, the rule of assuming that any found kalim or tameh does not apply to most kalim found in Yerushalayim. However, this is only true if one wishes to use the utensil for regular non-holy foods or drinks. When it comes to holy purposes, when it comes to karbanos and so on, we must assume that even utensils found in Yerushalayim are tameh. The Mishnah here is going to discuss cases where the usual rule of presuming found utensils tameh does not apply. It says the Mishnah, Sakin shenimtzeis ba'arba asar, if a slaughtering knife was found on the 14th of Nisan, the day on which the Karban Pesach was generally shechted, and we're unsure what's the status of this knife, shochipa miyad, you can slaughter the Karban Pesach with it immediately, even without putting it in the mikvah first. It was likely that the knife's owner was planning on using this knife to slaughter the Karban Pesach, and therefore we can assume that even if the knife had been tameh, the owner put it in the mikvah on the 13th of Nisan. Bishlosha, so if however the knife was found on the 13th of Nisan, then even though it is possible that the knife was already put into the mikvah, shonu matzbil, he must still put it in the mikvah once again, because it is also possible that the owner was planning on immersing it later that day, but lost it before doing so, and therefore the knife is still tameh at that time. Now the rule is different for a different type of knife. The kofetz, says the Mishnah, when it comes to a meat cleaver, a large knife that was used for chopping slabs of meat and bones, what if that's found? Bein bazeh, bein bazeh, shonu matzbil, whether it was found on the 13th or the 14th of Nisan. The person who finds it must put it in the mikveh before using it for holy purposes, since it is forbidden to break the bone of a carbon pesach. Meat cleavers are generally not used for the meat of that particular carbon. Therefore, we can't assume that it was already immersed in preparation for the 14th of Nisan. Continuing in the Mishnah, under certain circumstances, however, a meat cleaver has the same status as a knife. Chalar basar liyos b'Shabbos. That if the 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos and a cleaver was found on the 14th, shochit b'miyad, then the finder may use it immediately to slaughter the Karban Pesach, which is shechted even on Shabbos. Since a cleaver will be needed for the Karban Chagiga that's going to be brought on Sunday, and since it's forbidden to put utensils in the mikvah on Shabbos, we assume that the cleaver was already immersed on Friday so as to prepare it for Sunday. Similarly, if it was found on the 15th, the founder may also use it immediately to shechtes karban. We can assume that it was immersed before Yontif. Finishing off the Mishnah, one final case where a cleaver has the same status as a knife. Nimtzeis kashur l'sakin. If a meat cleaver was found tied to a knife, harizu kesakin, then it has the same status as the knife, and therefore if the two utensils were found tied to each other on the 14th, they may both be used immediately without immersion in a mikvah. And since the knife is assumed to have been immersed in the mikvah and the cleaver is tied to it, we can assume that whatever happened to the knife happened to the cleaver as well. Have a great day.